For the purpose, critique, review, and education, and positive vibes, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents the Carla Driggs Voodoo Dance Party Podcast. I'm Isabel Driggs.
Picture on the wall, there was something so familiar. I felt I was in love with you, but it was really all too soon. You looked at me and smiled, and it really gave me shivers. I asked myself, is it you? And I found an answer. Lady, where have we been for so long? To feel the touch of your hands, see the smile in your eyes, makes me believe somewhere in time we were together. Somewhere in time, our love's forever. To feel the warmth of your soul next to mine, it takes me away. Bewildered and confused, I had to find an answer. I found out that you were here and gone, like the hands of time. I found it hard to sleep that night, thinking I'm in love with a picture. Then I dreamt I went back in time, and I saw you standing there, saying, baby, where have we been for so long? To feel the touch of your hands, see the smile in your eyes, and tell me, is it you? Somewhere in time we were together. Somewhere in time our love's forever. To feel the warmth of your soul next to mine, it takes me away. Of your hands, see that smile in your eyes, makes me believe somewhere in time we were together. Somewhere in time our love's forever. To feel the warmth of your soul next to mine takes me away. Somewhere in time we were together. Somewhere in time our love's forever. To feel the warmth of your soul next to mine takes me away. Somewhere we were together. somewhere in time, our lives forever. To feel the warmth of your soul next to mine makes me believe.
It's the Carlo Driggs Voodoo Dance Party number 6, and I have made it here to Orlando, Kissimmee, almost said California, Florida, and I'm Wayne McKinnon, the curator of the podcast, and I'm actually here with the warm heartbeat people who are
Tabitha Driggs
and
Isabel Driggs,
who read our introduction at the beginning of the podcast, and she did very well. You only did that in, what, 32 takes?
Yes.
No, you didn't. You don't believe me? I'm going to use that as the new podcast intro all the time.
Okay.
I'm going to fire Jersey Mike and hire you.
Okay.
So anyway, we're going to do some talking. This is kind of an abbreviated version of the podcast. This is number 6. We just played Somewhere in Time. Now, Carlo's singing it. Now, here's what I know of the song, okay? That's a song that Carlo and Danny Krause did back in about, I want to say, 1988. And the guy who wrote it was a guy named Roger Nigro. And about, I don't know if it was 6 weeks or 6 months after they recorded it, he passed away in a car crash, killed in a car crash. And it was only appeared, they were going to put it out on vinyl and cassette tape. It never did get as far as cassette tape because the company went bankrupt, if I remember correctly. And it just got out on vinyl. It was a KOZZ Reno, Nevada radio station where it got out, if I remember correctly. And I remember years later, I took it and got it burned, transferred from vinyl. This is the time period when everybody was getting the transfers from cassettes to vinyl, you know, CDs and everything to MP3s. I had it transferred and I had made 2 copies of it each. And I gave 2 copies of it to Danny Krause and 2 copies to Carlo. Add something to it. Is there something more about the song?
The song, to Carlo, it meant that he watched this one movie that was called Somewhere in Time. Mm-hmm. And it was about a wife that had passed away. And he, somewhere in time, met her again. Mm-hmm. And so he had this little watch that he would look at. And then he made the song of, like, we're somewhere in time where he would meet her again. And then he would fall in love again. And he would meet the love of his life.
Okay.
And that's why he actually sang the song.
Okay.
Was the actual movie. When I came in the picture, he put in... that if he had lost me, that's how he would feel. Because there was a movie that came out back then that was called Somewhere in Time. And it was about, someone that was in their past that took a travel, like a time machine. And he
I was going to say, it's got a time machine feel to it.
It's a time machine. And it went to the future so he could try to change the death of his wife. So he could bring her back.
That almost sounds like that Robin Williams movie.
Yeah.
Where because it sounds like... When I first played that song for a friend who had no idea who Carl Driggs was, I dragged him to a Raiders concert, and he says, it sounds like it's something that should be in a Disney movie soundtrack.
Yeah, exactly. And that's pretty much why he wrote it, he sang it, was because he loved that movie, and he felt that that's what his purpose in life was. Is that somewhere in time he was going to meet someone like me. Mm-hmm. And then when he did meet me, he knew that he had already met me before. So that's part of the reason why he redid it again.
Okay. You mean there's another version of it?
There's another version of it.
That's a topic that we're going to get to probably off podcast, but we'll get to it eventually. Yeah, all right, Isabel.
Yes?
Does the song mean anything to you? When was the first time you ever heard it?
I would say probably I was probably 12, 13, and I heard him play it on, like, the piano and stuff like that, and I would always listen to it because, I would always wake up to him just singing, so I would listen, and then all of a sudden, It was weird. And then, you know, after he had passed and stuff like that, I asked mom if it was already out, because I literally wanted to listen to it on replay, like, over and over again, because I don't know why, but it had some type of connection. And also,
it really does.
Yeah, and as you were saying with the whole time travel thing, it also does give me that type of vibe too. Because honestly, it's kind of like, oh, lover lost his spouse and all of that, and then, you know, they'll reunite and all of that, which is like what's really cool about it, because it's kind of like a more romantic kind of song. Mm-hmm. As it's not based on other things, it's based on like romance and, you know, trying to find his lover again, and yeah, trying to fall in love again and all of that. But yeah, I had a deep connection with it for some reason. I just did. So
that's good. Now I gotta change the subject, because talk about the time travel thing. Mm-hmm. He and I would always nerd out together talking about Back to the Future or Star Trek, the slingshot theory. Mm-hmm. Have you guys both seen Endgame, Avengers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't he just love Avengers Endgame with the whole time travel synopsis thing?
Yeah, he probably would have. I mean, he wasn't real big on like characters and things like that, but he was more big on like the story of it. So if he got the story of it, and he would have liked it.
I know, because they've talked about the you know, like, this is Back to the Future time travel and this is Avenger time travel. I know he and I probably would have, like, you know, diagrammed it out somehow to prove them wrong, because I think, I'm just saying, the Back to the Future and Avengers, he liked time travel, so that's why I'm bringing it up, you know?
Yeah. I think that is part of the reason why I like Groot, because he comes back, and he comes back from time. And he starts off as a baby, and he ends up being a teenager, and then he ends up being a Groot. So I think that's, and he's the protector. So it's like he always, in every season, he was always the one that kind of stood up.
You know? He was like the representation of all four seasons.
Yeah. And I think Carlo would have liked that. I don't know if he would have liked Groot as much. I think he probably would have liked, I'm not sure of the lead guy, the one that was always listening to music, the old time music.
Space Lord.
Yeah. I think he would have liked him more than anything, because he liked that type of music. So.
He was always, because his Time Lord, I think that was his character's name, his mother passed away when he was on Earth, and so it was during the 80s when he grew up, and that's why he was always getting music from that time period.
That time period, yeah. And that's kind of what, you know, Carla would have liked, that whole theory of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think your dad would have liked about Avengers Endgame?
I have a feeling he would not like Tony Stark dying at all.
I don't.
Dying? I didn't know he died.
You didn't? Oh, no.
He died?
Tony Stark?
That's terrible.
Iron Man died.
Yeah, he did. Iron Man died.
So did
the lead guy? How could they kill off the lead guy?
So did Natasha Romanoff, the Black Widow.
Yeah.
No, they killed her too?
She dies too.
To get the,
spoiler alert for you, sorry.
Yeah, but I think...
I feel bad now. Go ahead.
I feel as though he wouldn't be sad about the whole Tony Stark dying. However, he'd be sad the way that Tony Stark died. It's like, you know, obviously Tony Stark, like, died for, like the reason because of Thanos and all of that, but...
Thanos, the bad guy?
Oh, the bad guy, yeah, the one that... But that was his father, wasn't it?
We're not talking about...
That. No, Thanos. Oh.
I thought that was his father.
Thanos is a big green, purple.
You got to take your mom to see Endgame, okay?
I have to.
You might
want
to do that.
This is why I'm glad we're doing this here. Okay, so let's get on to our next song. So we don't turn this into a Marvel Comics MCU review and everything. So your dad's favorite, your favorite dad song, Get Off, right? Once in a while, in the other first few podcasts, I'd like to play some of the remixes or how it's been sampled. The Beastie Boys actually sampled it on one of their songs in 1988. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
You haven't been listening to the podcast, have you?
Well,
I'm just teasing you. You don't have to.
I do a little bit, but, you know, not a whole lot.
It's all right. It's all right. Well, as recently as 2013, I mean, there's other, these DJs, like the, what Come to Vegas, they will take it and they will remix it to a whole new level.
Wow.
So here's one. This is from 2013. The guy, I can't remember the guy's, his name was DJ D-Mix V2. And he called this the Purification Mix. It's 7 minutes and 50 seconds long.
Sensuality excites my mind. It makes me get off. Tie me up in your place. I can love you crazy. In the heat you will understand. Danger and excitement. That's what makes a lady. Find out what she wants in a man. To get off. To get off. To get off, to get off.
Thank you.
Hey, that's Get Off, the Purification mix from 2013. What do you think of it?
I think it was pretty cool. I liked it a lot.
Now, you did a thing, but you like to roller skate to it, correct?
Yes, I do.
And you showed me the video the other day of them playing it at the roller skating rink.
Yes. We went to Miami, and I've been skating for about 3 years now. And I requested to do that song, and they did it for us.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on the song?
That song to me was kind of a dance song. I just, from what I remember, I always liked the ooh, ooh. That's all I can remember from the song.
That ooh, ooh part has been sampled so many times.
That's the only thing I remember.
The last podcast, they played a German guy, DJ, sampled it into a song called Diskontek. And that was in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still going. That little fragment, that ooh, ooh, little crazy sample is still being used.
He would have been laughing his head off. He says, okay, you owe me 2 cents. That's what he would have said. You owe me 2 cents.
All right, so while the song was playing, we were talking a little bit about the book.
Yes.
Go ahead and just make a long story short of where you're at with it right now.
At this moment, we have a young lady, her name is Bernita Johnson, and she is editing it and getting it prepared. We've got a publisher. We're going to publish it ourselves. When it's ready, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be advertising. It's going to be on hardback and also paperback. So that's going to be our goal at this
moment. So physical copy.
Physical copy, and then also you can go on to it and read it too.
Okay. Is the goal? Is there going to be a goal to get the digital version out first?
Yes.
Okay, because I know there's people that have been asking for that, looking for that. They chomping on the bit for that one, bad.
Yes, they really want, because not only does it show from the beginning, but it also shows the end of everything. And it shows what he went through as a lead singer. It shows what he went through as a kid. Everything. And you're going to love it. It's going to be one of the best things that he ever did accomplish in his life.
Because he sent me the manuscript of what I think is version 2.
Version 2.
And we, the first few podcasts, kind of get some interest in it. Jersey Mike, he read some one page or one passage of it, and he was just like in awe and amazement reading it, you know. I couldn't read it because I just, it's too much emotional attachment to it.
Yeah.
So I had Mike read it, but I just kind of, it's got, there's some interest there.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as it's ready, let us know.
Yeah, it's going to be ready probably, if we get all of our ducks in a row, within a couple of months it should be ready.
Okay,
that's our goal, because it's already edited and it's already ready to go. We're just waiting for the little kinks and things like that and work out the bugs so we can make sure that it does what well.
Can I get an advance copy?
Of course.
PDF?
Yes.
Okay, I want that version. All right, let's get into our next song. So we talk while we play the music, but this is the one I was telling you about, how Get Off has a connection to Star Wars. I think Carla would have like, what are you talking about? Okay. Back in 1983, if my year is correct, there was this group that they were Danish DJs. They would take a medley. They'd do this long medley of about 20 different songs. And they would call be the hits, and they would call it Stars on 45.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, let's play it, and let's see if you can, you two, both of you, let's see if you can identify when and what time note that Get Off comes in, and see if you can name the songs as they're played.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
So it starts out with Star Wars, and then, I'm not going to tell you from there, but we'll just play it, okay? Here we go. Stars on 45, Volume 3. So we had a little bit of fun getting those. At the 3 minutes 44 second mark, that's when you hear get off.
Yes.
So I thought that was neat because it has that little connection to Star Wars in there at the beginning that starts it off. What'd you think of that whole medley thing?
I thought it was really, really cool. It was very interesting. not in a bad way, but it switched songs very smoothly, and I like that about mashups and stuff like that.
It's almost faster than before you can name the tune, right?
Oh yeah. A lot faster.
Let's get into our last song.
Okay.
This is the Louis Go Home section. So do you remember when we did the video shoot in Vegas for the song Don't Want It?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We had fun doing that, actually.
Yeah, we had sex, a little fun, yeah.
That was actually released on a 12-inch vinyl back in 1988.
Wow.
Yes. So when I heard about this, there's a club mix, an instrumental mix, and a DJ radio mix of it.
Wow, okay.
When he sent it to me, it had an audio anomaly on it. It did not sound good. But we got the clean version now, so we're going to play it. This is the club mix, as it says on the 12-inch vinyl of Don't Want It.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, so what do you like think of that long extended version or club mix of Don't Want It?
I like it a lot. That was pretty cool.
Is that something you would skate to?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You should we should figure out how you to download it, take it on in a thumb drive to where you go roller skate at, and see if you could get them to play it.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely do that because they do the shuffle skates, and I do that. I can ask them just to do it for the adult shuffle skate and just shuffle skate to that.
Okay, we'll figure out how to get that on a thumb drive for you, and you can take it there, and you'll have to get it, let us know how it goes.
All right, cool. I'll make sure I record it, too.
That's a neat idea. What do you think of that?
I think that's a good idea.
Well, I mean, of the whole remix of the song Don't Want It, the club mix.
Actually, I like it. It seems more upbeat.
Yeah. Now, as we were talking during the song a little bit there, Carl and Danny actually recorded that once live on stage back in 84 at a club in Canada.
Wow.
This could have been a song that could have got them the Paul Revere and Raider thing back into the top 40, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
And I remember that they went around, it was about 1988. I was actually at a show at the Raiders concert in Portland, North Portland. I can't remember the name of the venue, but I went backstage to talk to Carlo, asking him about if he was going to have any new songs or if he does any solo albums. And he told me about this song coming out. It was under the name Carlo. I remember him specifically because he was going by Carl then. And I remember him making his finger like an O. It's under the name Carlo, you know. And he was saying, you can find it, look for it, it'll be on vinyl. Well, it's taken 30 years and Louis go home to get it to us.
There we go. Wow, 30 years. That's crazy.
So I think this will wrap up. Were we going to talk about something else there? I don't think we were. So
yeah,
that's it. This is it for podcasts. Carlo Driggs Voodoo Dance Party number 6. And a few days after this, you can tune in down into the comments and you can listen to just the music without all the chipmunk chattering, right?
Yep.
And I am going to use you to as the new intro from now on.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say, Tabitha?
No, just thank you for listening and a great big hug to all of his fans and to his family out there.
Sounds good, and you guys are going to be back.